Good morning, Anchor. This is Kaylee Shella checking in with today's top stories. A former employee of the Senate Intelligence Committee has been arrested on charges of lying to the FBI about contacts he had with multiple reporters, federal prosecutors said on Thursday. James A. Wolf, the longtime director of security for the committee, one of multiple congressional panels investigating potential ties between Russia and the Trump campaign, was indicted on three false statement counts after prosecutors say he misled agents about his relationship with reporters. Though Wolf is not charged with disclosing classified information, prosecutors say he was in regular contact with multiple journalists who covered the committee, including meeting them at restaurants, in bars, private residence, and in a Senate office building. He also maintained a years-long personal relationship with one reporter, which prosecutors say he lied about until being confronted with a photograph of him and the journalist. Wolf of Ellicott City, Maryland is due in court on Friday. Each false statement count is punishable by up to 5 years in prison, though if convicted, Wolf would almost certainly face only a fraction of that time. Solidifying his solo status on the world stage, President Trump is lashing out at longtime allies over their critiques of his trade policies and plans an early exit from the annual Group of Seven meeting of industrialized nations. Trump descended Friday on the annual gathering held this year at a Quebec resort, but will leave Saturday morning before the event is over, heading out to Singapore for his highly anticipated summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The White House announced his travel plans after French President Emmanuel Macron and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signaled they will use the event to take a stance against new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. At a joint press conference, Macron stressed, quote, "A trade war doesn't spare anyone. It will start, first of all, to hurt U.S. workers." Trudeau said, quote, "We are going to defend our industries and our workers." Trudeau, for his part, said Trump's action would hurt American workers as well as Canadians, saying, quote, "If I can get the president to actually realize that what he's doing is counterproductive for his own goals as well, perhaps we can move forward in a smarter way." As tempers frayed, Trump had a retort ready via tweet. It read, quote, "Please tell Prime Minister Trudeau and President Macron that they are charging the U.S. massive tariffs and create non-monetary barriers. The EU trade surplus with the U.S. is $151 billion, and Canada keeps our farmers and others out. Look forward to seeing them tomorrow." Later Thursday, Trump tweeted, quote, "Prime Minister Trudeau is being so indignant, bringing up the relationship that the U.S. and Canada had over the many years and all sorts of other things, but he doesn't bring up the fact that they charge us up to 300% on dairy, hurting our farmers, killing our agriculture." And just a few hours later, he added, quote, "Take down your tariffs and barriers or we will more than match you." As Kim Kardashian West put it to her 60 million plus followers on Twitter, the call she made to Alice Marie Johnson will, quote, "forever be one of my best memories." It was the reality star and business mogul who brought the 63-year-old Johnson first word of her freedom after more than two decades in federal prison on 1996 drug convictions related to a Memphis-based cocaine trafficking operation. Johnson wasn't eligible for parole, but the TV star met with the former reality TV boss President Trump in the Oval Office after learning of Johnson's plight online. Soon after, Trump commuted her sentence, and the tears flowed. Kardashian West said, quote, "Telling her for the first time and hearing her screams while crying together is a moment I will never forget." Kim K has expanded her reach in ways that some might have thought unlikely. Johnson's release on Wednesday came 2 days after Kim accepted an influencer award from the Council of Fashion Designers of America before a star-studded crowd, joking she considered the honor ironic since, quote, "I'm naked most of the time." With the help of her attorney Sean Hawley and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, Kardashian West has been hailed a hero for pushing hard in Johnson's case. There seems to be no downside for herself or the president, observers said. Kim, they said, could have easily done nothing. Ashley Edwards, senior news and politics editor at the millennial-focused lifestyle site Refinery29, said, quote, "I think that it's great she's using her influence in this way. I'm not sure if there's anything she can't do with the amount of clout that she has." New Mars discoveries are advancing the case for possible life on the red planet, past or even present. Scientists reported Thursday that NASA's Curiosity rover has found potential building blocks of life in an ancient Martian lake bed. Hints have been found before, but this is the best evidence yet. The organic molecules preserved in 3.5 billion-year-old bedrock in Gale Crater, believed to once contain a shallow lake, suggest conditions back then may have been conducive to life. That leaves open the possibility that microorganisms once populated our planetary neighbor and might still exist there. Curiosity also confirmed sharp seasonal increases of methane in the Martian atmosphere. Researchers say they can't rule out a biological source. Most of Earth's atmosphere methane comes from animal and plant life and the environment itself. The two studies appeared in the journal Science. In a companion article, an outside expert described the findings as quote-unquote breakthroughs in astrobiology. Thanks for tuning in. See you tonight. Kaylee Chella, out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.